This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Quiet Riot. Yeah, I remember this.
I listen to rock and roll.
Sing it, Hugh.
I don't know. I ain't gonna sing.
Are you ready for a loud off season? Are we going to convince you yet?
Am I ready for one? I mean, I would love to have one.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's going to happen.
See, throwing cold water on everyone's parade.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Loud off seasons lead to a lot of victories around here. Welcome back.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to have that, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Midday show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Any progress on the poll? Looks like 53 to 47.
Oh, it's creeping for you.
You're in big trouble here.
I ain't worried about
that. Again, we found out that the way I view it, at least every caller counts for three times the votes of the Twitter poll.
I agree.
No, I know it is because it's a talk show, right? People need to, we want to hear their opinion.
Yeah, and the callers are listening a lot more than we can be truthful about this than the people on Twitter who are just like, duh.
Yeah, you're stupid.
WIP.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind, Hugh, that every caller we get that disagrees with you, that counts for three votes.
Gotcha.
So you're in big trouble by the end. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, a lot going on here. 215-592-9494. Coming up later this hour, we'll have a little Clearwater check-in, including something I noticed with a different team that could pertain to the Phillies. Speaking of those Phils, we got big Clearwater shows coming up on WIP. Afternoon show there today, and I did see that they're going to have Larry Boa on today.
Oh, wow.
They're going to have Tom McCarthy on today and Jesus Luzardo. So that'll be our first chance to really hear from the Phillies' new left-handed pitcher. So afternoon show, guys, live in Clearwater later today. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here as we discuss the idea of, you know, a loud offseason, or really the other side of it is a quiet offseason. Would you be okay with a quiet Eagles offseason? I would not. Kyle would not. We need this team to either bring back some combination of what they have or go get something big to fill that gap. Complacent Douglas over here, cool with taking a little step back.
Cool as a cucumber.
Or relying on the young guys or
Let
whatever.
Let the young Thundercats do what they do.
Here we go again. All right, Jim in Mays Landing is up. What's up, Jim?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, Jim. What's up?
All right. Well, my thought is this. I think you're living a lot of revisionist history, spinning it the way you want to spin it. Last year, off season was not a good off season in most of the talking heads of minds. Bond, who the heck is he?
Mm-hmm.
Becton, he's a waste. You know, trade for Jahan Dotson, Washington didn't even want him. You know, we signed Josh Huff, oh my God. And then we come to Barkley. And everybody's saying, not everybody, sorry about that. Most of the people, too much money for a running back. It's no good. It's this, how we should put the money elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Revisionist history. Now all of a sudden you're saying it was a loud off season.
It was.
The only thing that was, the only thing that was loud.
Well, Saquon Barkley was loud. Jim, loud doesn't always mean.
Why don't you let Jim speak,
well, man? Because Jim's saying things that don't make sense. Jim. Loud doesn't mean it's good, right? But loud, like, they opened free agency, and within 10 minutes, they had signed Barkley and Huff. It doesn't mean either we're going to be good or great, right? That's based on what happens when the season starts. Obviously, Barkley was great. Huff stunk. But it was loud because they paid $80-something million 10 minutes into free agency for those two players.
And again, the talking heads were against both of those moves because we should be putting the money elsewhere. We should have kept Hassan Reddick or whatever the dialogue of the day was. My point is, you know, Howie has to look into the future. Everybody wants Garrett. I'll tell you what. I would rather pay Carter and not have Garrett, because I think if you pay Garrett, you're going to lose the other guy.
So maybe, but they can't pay Carter for a full year. So you're cool with just having a worse team next year with the hope of paying Carter down the line?
So you were cool with having a worse team this current past season because you didn't know how those people would perform? The only thing that you loved during the offseason was the first two picks in the draft. That's the only thing that everybody loved.
Those were great picks.
Nailed that.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Good job.
Caught us out.
So, Jim, I have a question for you.
Sure.
When you have an opinion and then you're wrong, do you not have opinions anymore?
I don't have wrong opinions.
Well, you do all the time.
This was from Jim.
Opinions all right. The difference is, when you spend months saying the same thing, they're wrong, when you were wrong, you go, yeah, I apologize.
I was wrong. Yeah, I just changed my mind. It's not that big of a deal.
It feels pretty grown up to do it.
Yeah.
You mean change your mind?
But Howie doesn't have a chance to change his mind because...
he does. He could cut a player. He could trade a player. He changes his mind all the time, doesn't he? He signed a quarterback to the most money in the history of the NFL, and he drafted his replacement 9 months later. He changes his mind all the time.
Yeah, and there's people on WIP saying the Eagles will never win a Super Bowl with this guy, with Hurts.
Who said that?
Can't do it.
Name
that. He's not.
Who said that?
Morons, I tell you.
I was here the minute they drafted Hurts. I was in favor of it.
Who are you talking about? The camera?
The other quarterback stunk. Yeah. So, but Jim, I don't know. What's your point?
He said we change our mind all the time.
My point is that, you know, and I know positive radio doesn't sell.
I realize that.
It's not fun. You want to be negative all the time.
Negative Nancy.
Well, actually, Hugh's pretty positive today. I mean, Jimmy, you listening in? He thinks they could let everyone go and be just as good.
I'll tell you what. Sorry. There's a reason why most talking heads are on the radio and not doing it. When I hear Hugh talk, I believe Hugh. Because he was there.
So you believe that he doesn't think defense matters? That's sad.
No. Yeah, I believe that he knows. You have to score.
He
one
told
point
us defense
to be,
is a luxury, not a necessity.
And I was right.
Right, and this is from, a guy.
We got the floor. You got the floor, Jim. Tell him.
Because that's because he's your cheerleader over here. Of course.
Don't disrespect Jim like that. Do not disrespect him, Jim.
Your biggest fan. Excuse me, Jim.
Hold on. I think what Hugh was trying to say, and I'm not going to put words in Hugh's mouth, but I think what he was trying to say is if my offense scores 40 points and my defense gives up 39, we win the game.
That basically in a nutshell.
Yeah, but did anyone disagree with that idea?
That's not a sound way to build a team.
That's
what I was saying, because that's why we allocated all the resources to the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim, floor is yours. You can speak. Take all the time you need.
A 40-0 win is the same as a 40-39 win.
At the end of the day.
But no, because one is more sustainable. If you have a team capable of shutting someone out, you probably have a good team. If you have a team giving up 39, you're probably going to lose a lot.
Or you can look at it the other way. I have a team that can score 40, and I'm going to win a lot.
But you're scoring 40 either way, Jim. What you said doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does. It makes perfect sense because at the end of the day,
you think a team that wins
a win is a win.
But you think a team that wins 40-6 is the equivalent of a team that wins 40-39?
It's more of a lopsided win, but it's still a win. I get it.
Look, nothing's in an absolute bubble. It depends on who they're playing, right? If they're playing, I don't know, somebody like, you know, whoever.
Jim, do you want them to have a loud offseason, or are you good with a quiet offseason?
I want Howie to build the best team that Howie can build.
Well, we all want
money.
That.
I don't. Nope. Forget it.
We all want that. Right. What does that mean?
Disagree.
No, you want the shiny thing.
Yeah.
Vaughn was not a shiny thing.
No, but he played like it, Jim. So
he played like a shiny
thing. So we're losing.
Saquon was definitely a shiny thing.
Saquon was obviously shiny. But you're right. Vaughn was not a shiny thing the moment he got here, but he played like it. So we are now subtracting a defensive player of the year candidate.
And so why can't – why you don't think there's any other Vaughns out there that we can sign?
Yeah. What's the Eagles' track record at linebacker? Finding guys, you know, these run-of-the-mill guys. Remember Zach Cunningham and Morrow the year before? Remember Alex Singleton? You come in with the idea that they do this turnkey. No. Offensive line, they're very good at it. Very good at it. They could find someone and put them in. Linebacker, they've stunk at it.
Really? How have they done in the last 2 years with linebackers?
Did you watch the
pretty
season before?
Miss.
It was hit or miss. 2023, they had the worst linebacker core in the league, Jim. Yeah. Kyle Shanahan came in here and embarrassed them for 3 hours.
Yeah, that was bad.
And everybody wanted T.J. Edwards to stay.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, they were right.
Jim, okay, but here. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
Jim, I'm just trying to understand. Have you been right about everything, or is your perspective, don't have an opinion and just wait to see what happens?
No, my perspective is that I'm wrong most of the time.
Oh, that's my perspective too, Jim. We share that. I mean, like that's cool.
You say like Kansas
I agree with it. But it's amazing that you specifically mm-hmm. have an idea in your head mm-hmm. and nobody can get you off this idea and time I don't think you believe it.
He's
well,
stubborn.
Jim,
he's
no,
stubborn.
I believe
no, he's
it, Jim.
Definitely
yeah, I believe you. I believe what I'm saying, Jim. I think Jim's just allergic to opinions. That's what I think.
I think we really got somewhere.
To opinions.
Hmm? I think we really got somewhere.
We made some progress.
That's because Jim was on your side.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, call it anytime you want, man. You want the hotline?
All right, you guys.
We do change our mind every day, though. But that's kind of what we do.
Today's Tuesday. I got new information for Monday. I mean, what am I supposed to do? I mean, isn't that the way the world works?
Yeah, for the most part.
Unless you're Hugh, I mean.
Yeah.
No, I mean, because I'm
the most stubborn person here.
I'm not stubborn. I'm just right.
We might have to do the stubborn rankings.
What are you talking about?
Oh, he was at the top.
I am not stubborn.
So who? Just quickly, among all of WIP, Hugh's near the top of stubborn.
No.
Elliot is very stubborn.
Elliot's pretty stubborn.
The camera's pretty stubborn.
But see.
Spike could be stubborn.
Ooh, see, yeah, Elliot, Spike, very stubborn. Yeah.
Elliot believes everything that comes out his mouth, though. That's different.
Well,
that's delusional.
No, but Elliot did the lie detector, and they couldn't gauge if he believed
it
or not.
That's what I'm saying.
They determined he was a psychopath.
Yeah, I think that's actually probably the most
you know what the
accurate
best part
thing that came out of that day.
Is when you talk to Elliot and you ask him something, and he gives you one of those outlandish takes, mm-hmm. he looks at you dead in the eye with a straight face.
He wants to see how you feel about it. He knows how he feels.
He's workshopping his takes.
Yeah, all for you. All right, 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question, which is moving away from you here, we're sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Let's go back to the phones here. Is this who I think it might be? Is it Mr. Quinn? Would that be your dad, Kyle?
Sure is.
Mr. Quinn on
Uh-oh,
the line.
You're in trouble.
I think this is the first time we've heard from Mr. Quinn. What's up, Mr. Quinn?
Hey, guys. How you doing? You got me intrigued today because this is how you build a winner. This is sustained excellence. By the way, we really appreciate all you've done for our boy there. Obviously, we're proud of Kyle here at home, and it's a credit to you guys. He's doing so well.
Well, he's a good dude,
yeah,
man.
He's a hard
really
worker.
Good dude.
He does a good job.
All right, easy.
Jesus.
Yeah. Listen, I usually have a lot of respect for you, Douglas, but today I disagree. You can't stand pat. Sure, we won the Super Bowl, but we got to get better. You can't stay the same. Going to keep on. I would say keep Williams, the fat guy that plugs it in the middle. But Josh Sweat can go. Mm-hmm. He had a great Super Bowl, great season, but we've been waiting for him to bust out for a while. You want to go... If you can't pay Williams, let's go after Myles Garrett. Let's go get him.
No, I mean, I'm with that.
It's a good point, Dave.
Yeah, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree with the Garrett stuff. I can hear that.
That's strong
that's
take.
That's true. That, you know, and I trust Howie. I encourage Howie. That's what the caller should be doing today.
There we go.
You know, you can't stand pat like Middleman. Phillies have regressed. In part, you know, they're standing pat. They did add pitching, which is smart. But you can't I mean, you don't change your manager. You don't change position players. You better change that lineup. Get Schwarber out of the leadoff and put a real lineup to get a batting order together. Hold on a minute. I'm just trying to make a point. I'm picking up my son's dishes here.
What?
Hey, Kyle, how many times have I told you to put the cup in the dishwasher?
Oh. I haven't even been home for days.
Kyle, what are you doing? What are you talking about?
There's
one, two, three dishes down here in the basement. You got a cup,
basement,
a mug. What are you doing with a fork?
You live in the basement?
No. I'm not,
Kyle, you didn't tell us this.
I've not been hanging out in my basement.
You got a maid coming in here and one sweat sock. What are you doing?
Is it crunchy?
No.
Yeah, I almost broke my toe on it. You don't leave your cup. And how the cup? You didn't do it, huh?
No, that was not me. That had to have been my brother.
Hey, jumped out of the cabinet, walked onto the floor.
Or it was somebody that actually lives there.
The cup just walked its way down the basement, right, Kyle?
I guess so, Dad.
All right, listen. See, he don't listen, right? I don't know what he's like at work.
He doesn't listen here either, Mr. Quinn. He's pretty stubborn.
He's been at the station for a number of years now, but the kid don't listen, okay? All right?
Whatever, dude.
Hear it, right? Kyle, stop.
Yeah, all right, you got it. Yeah, you got it.
I'm sorry. I apologize. It's embarrassing you guys work with him. I don't know what he's like. The kid's almost 30 years old. You can work for him, 2-year-old.
It's embarrassing me.
He's going to have to... Listen, you're going to start. Do we have to take some things away from you? If you're going to wise up, we're going to have to take
what?
His airtime. We'll take away the mic. Yeah.
I'm an adult.
Take the Star Wars toys away for a week or two.
Not the Star Wars toys.
I'm glad we got this phone call. We're really learning a lot here. We could use this.
That is funny.
You're breaking your mother's heart, and everybody is saying that.
Why'd you have to go there, man?
Plus, what do you do? You're bringing girls around, all right?
One girl. Same girl.
A lot of different faces we've seen. Don't be blaming that on your brother. Just like the beer cans. Don't think I noticed the beer cans behind the shed.
That sounds like the Kyle we know. Yeah, the beer cans.
I'm 29. They just go in the fridge.
You be drinking
Natty
outside. No.
Natty Lights. Are they yours?
I don't drink Natty Light.
They might be Hughes, actually.
I don't drink Natty Light. If I was drinking beer, it wouldn't be Natty Light. Because you got to drink a lot of them, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I don't waste your time on that. Plus, all the trash piles up. Then I pick it up. It's me. I got to go pick it up.
It's probably from you.
Don't you think I know what's going on back in the shed in the backyard, too?
There's nothing going on in the shed.
So dirty magazines, too. You don't
This is embarrassing.
You can't blame your old brother on that.
Breaking
your mother's heart.
Who uses magazines?
Your heart.
You say use your phone.
What year is this?
I'm not using magazines.
Somehow, some people are still using them. Pages are all stuck together.
Oh, no. All right. I had to let them go.
That's enough. I didn't want to be rude. It's the first time we heard from Mr. Quinn. I didn't want to be the one that hung up.
That was getting out of control.
Well, that for you. Yeah, that's...
I'm just tripping on the fact that you got the crunchy sock at the crib, dog. What's what you doing?
Well, then the dishes that jumped out of the cabinet, the magazines, the Natty Lights, different faces. You better apologize to someone for that, because that was revealing.
That was crazy.
That was revealing. You got a lot of ammo when Kyle yells at you now, Hugh. Yeah, you can throw that right back at him.
Crunchy sock.
I don't know what he's talking about. I don't even live in
home. Well, why would he call in and lie?
I don't know.
He wouldn't want to embarrass himself. It's a reflection on him. I mean, you're his kid.
Yeah, that is. That's kind of bad.
No, all right. This has been quite a segment here. We had Jim. It was Jim, right, that yelled at us? Mm-hmm. I think he just was mad that I have opinions as a talk show host. I'm sorry,
yeah,
Jim.
He's just mad because your opinion changes like all the time.
Well, different day, different opinion.
Yeah, I mean,
don't we have a core value on this show? New information. Like, listen, did I question if Saquon would be great as an Eagle? I did.
But most people did.
Yeah, but I can only sit here like a smacked ass for so long when he's running for 2,000 yards. I got to say, wow, he's been great. He's an awesome football player. He's still got a lot left.
Haven't heard smacked ass in a while.
Well, that's smacked ass. It is underused. You got your whole ass and then ass out.
Yeah, you got to smack that ass.
All right, let's go. Yeah, that was a bit tough look for
I'm
you.
Sorry, everybody.
I feel bad for you. The whole audience found out a lot of personal things they didn't need to know.
That's a lot.
This is a good phone call, though. Tom in Middletown's up. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Tom. What's up?
Man, Kyle, jeez.
I know, man.
You're telling me.
That was rough.
Holy crap.
Yeah, Pop put you on blast, dog.
I got three 30-year-olds living with me down in the basement, and I make sure they clean up their beer cans.
Boy, that's crazy.
Hey, listen, I know I only got a little bit of time, but, Hugh, I got to stop and like, give you props right now. Dude, listen, when I cook, I like to use seasonings because I like flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you add so much flavor to this show, it's unbelievable.
Well, thank you for listening, Tom. I appreciate that, man.
Dude, when you quoted, gotta shoot the J, dude, I almost fell out, man. When you said that, I almost, like, and now I'm 62 years old, and I still get where you're coming from because I'm from kind of a neighborhood. And when you said shoots the J, I'm like, oh, my God, this guy is on point.
You got to shoot the J, man. You missed 100% of the shots you don't take.
No, but hold on. But you said shoot the J.
Yes.
Okay, so that brought me back to where I'm from. And dude, you are, like, right on point.
Now, is shoot the J and shoots the J, are they different kind of shots?
Yeah, no. When he said shoot the J...
Yes,
it's a whole different language. You got to understand the language.
Well, I speak more Hugh now than I did a couple years ago.
I
can dissect what he's saying.
It's funny. We're in the meetings, and I'll be trying to say something, and everybody's looking at me like, "What?" And Joe's like, "Oh, I got it."
He looks at his algorithm. He's like, "This alligator came up and knocked on my door." I'm like, "Oh, I know what he means." Yeah, I get it.
Have Kyle rerun it. It says, "Shoots the J."
Shoots the J. So are you shoot? Are you shoot shooting? Are you shoots? I don't know. I didn't pluralize it. Are you doing it, Tom? Do you want a big move or not?
Dude, we got to do big moves. And let me just tell you why. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I know I'm running out of time, but now Howie said, you know, be patient and all that. He's doing a smoke screen.
Mm-hmm. Is that what he's doing?
Smoke screen for everybody. I'm telling you right now, he's going to pull some big moves. Okay, and I'll tell you why. When you say play chess or checkers, you've got to play chess right now because Myles Garrett is not going to get traded to an AFC team. He's either going to get traded to Detroit, Washington, or Philadelphia. We better be the recipient of that trade.
Or else the NFC got better around us. I mean, Tom, that's the reality of it. And that doesn't mean it's, you know, the season's over, but if Garrett lands in Detroit or Washington.
Yeah, that's
it's huge. I mean, those teams are stronger,
It's a disaster. Now, listen, Bone, I love him, like, the way he played this year.
Yep.
But he only played 1 year like that. I'm not ready to hand him a $16 to $20 million contract. Okay, because he was a system. He was a recipient of the system that he played in.
I get that, and you might be right, and the Eagles might feel the same way. Tom, we appreciate the phone call, but sometimes you find a building block, and you can't let him go because you found him in a weird way. I mean, the Eagles may have found a building block linebacker at a position where Howie admittedly says it's his kryptonite to draft. 215-592-9490 for all your phone calls coming up on the Eagles. Would you be okay with a quiet offseason? I can't believe Hugh Douglas would. A lot of people disagree with him today, which is music to our ears here. We're all still also recovering from Mr. Quinn. That phone call, that was
a lot.
I don't know if I'm ever going
to
recover.
That was emasculating. That was tough for you to recover from.
He really
did. Also, on the other side, a Clearwater check-in as the afternoon show is in Clearwater right now. Get ready for their show. Something I noticed elsewhere that is making me wonder about the Philly star player, specifically a guy with a Hall of Fame resume doing something unique this offseason. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. You know what else is in the air? The smell of the grill firing up. Can you smell it? It's time to take cooking outside again, people. Picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And over on the flat top, you got some Hatfield bacon sizzling to perfection. Now, that's what I call a nice spring, well, a nice way to start the spring, if you will. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some pork on your fork. Boy, you're going back in archives.
Yeah, these are old school ones. Shout, Hugh. It's got a loud offseason here. Zach Bond back. A trade for Myles Garrett. Let's make sure this team is ready to win a Super Bowl next year. Or we got Builder Douglas taking a step back. Deep breath. Sustainability Douglas.
I think
Sustainability Douglas.
I think
One thing, Douglas.
One thing. You got to be able to adapt and evolve in situations like this because you know inevitably that everything is going to change. And I think that Eagles are still going to be relevant. They're going to still be in a position where they're still going to, you know, defend the crown. It's just going to look different.
Will it look as great? Will their roster be as excellent as it was last year? I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll find the next Zach Bond in free agency.
Maybe.
Maybe not, though. We've done this before. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls here in a second. Let's hit a little Clearwater check-in. So the afternoon guys are going to be down. They're right now. And they're going to have their show the next couple days in Clearwater. Larry Boa today. Jesus Lizardo today. I believe T-Mac as well. At some point over the next couple days, we'll hear from Trey Turner and Bryce Harper. So we're excited for the afternoon show to be our first, the WIP shows to be down in Clearwater this spring. But, Hugh, one thing that they will see and one thing they won't is some Phillies players this spring are playing some new positions, right? We found out Edmundo Sosa's taking some reps in the outfield.
Mm-hmm. The more you can do, yeah. Trying to be a little more versatile.
Kyle Schwarber taking some reps at first base. Yeah, all
trying
I think
to do his part.
This could all only help the team.
Yes.
Now, one player that's not, and we know because he's staying where he's been, and the Phillies have been pretty adamant about this, is Trey Turner. Trey Turner's going to be the Phillies shortstop to start this season. I saw a story this morning in the Inquirer, like a little Q&A with Larry Boa. It might come up today in the afternoon show, you know, Larry's take on this. But Larry was asked, Trey Turner, like, can he last at short? Can he stay at short? You know, how much longer will he play short? And Larry said he thinks he could do it and all that. And that's great. I hope he's right. I'm less enthusiastic about Trey Turner at shortstop doing it again. And I know the Phillies seem like they don't want to, like, broach this subject, Hugh. But I caught this yesterday. Jose Altuve, who's probably been the best second baseman of this era, I would say. He's got a Hall of Fame resume, Jose Altuve. He's been a second baseman his whole career. He was signed on a long-term deal to play second base for the Astros for the bulk of his career. Hugh, do you know where Jose Altuve is playing this spring and will play this season?
Great point.
He's playing left field. So I saw that and it just made me think, and I have no idea how Trey's going to play this year at short. I hope he improves. I hope he plays better. I don't anticipate much of that. I think he's going to be more of what we've seen the last couple of years. I wonder how much rope Trey has left at short with the Phillies. Because they seem like they think it's okay. But Hugh, if he plays at short the way he did the last couple years, are they just going to ignore it for a full year? Or is this going to be a conversation in the middle of the season?
That's a good question,
I don't know the answer.
You know what? I think that what the Phillies have done is they've put themselves in a position where, you know, you're going to have to adapt. You know, when you talk about Schwarber, you know, potentially playing first base, the fact that he's moving down in the order, doing everything that you possibly can because you ran it back. So I think that at some point, they're kind of soft. They're trying to, like, soft launching it now. But at some point, you're going to have a hard conversation with him because there's too many examples of, I feel like, players that are better than you that have made that sacrifice for their teams, good teams, too. Because we were talking about Mookie Betts and the sacrifice that he made for moving his position. So you're in a position where, you know, you can't be stubborn, especially when the feeling coming out of Clearwater is one of, you know, we're going to be a playoff team, but don't know how far we're going to go.
Yeah, the buzz this year is certainly different than it was last year.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, they're gonna explore all options that they possibly can when the rubber meets the road. But right now, I think that, you know, he's still in a position where they're not going to say a whole lot. But if he has the type of season that he had last year and he was making those bloopers out there that drove you crazy, then that's going to be a conversation that's going to have to be
uncomfortable. There's two ways to do this. You could get ahead of it. So you try to, you know, get ahead of the situation before it becomes a real problem. Or you could just try to hopefully cut it off while it's forming. Obviously, the Phillies have chosen that one because they haven't moved him yet. They seem like they haven't discussed it. We'll see how much he addresses shortstop and his future there. I remember when we talked to Trey 2 years ago when we were down at spring training, and we talked to him then as he was heading into his first year with the Phillies about how long he thought he could play shortstop. And he said he thought he could do it, the bulk of the contract. Well, we've watched 2 years of it, and I don't agree.
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
Well, it is. At times it is. So we'll see how he plays this year, but they're obviously not. That's like Everyone else has moved around or at least considered moving around. Even JT, they said maybe he'll play some left field. Trey, they just left Trey alone. But when I saw the Altuve thing, I was like, man, even Jose Altuve can move positions. But Trey Turner, going to be at shortstop again.
It's a few guys on me guy watch here.
We don't like
on
that.
This team.
We don't like me guy watch in Philadelphia.
It's not how you win.
Here's one thing that should make us happy, though. The lineup today looked better than it did last week when they moved things around. So I think today is what? It's Trey, Bryce, Bohm, Schwarber. I think that's, if they're going to put Trey at one, that feels like the right way to do it. Trey, Bryce, Bohm, Schwarber, 1, 2, 3, 4. Afternoon show going to be live at Clearwater today. I'm sure a lot of talk about all of these subjects. Let's go back to the phone lines here. David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. Let me just tell you, this show today is whack. Thank you very much. I'm actually following along, so you know you guys are nuts. So is Mr. Quinn, was that actually Joe Conklin, or was that actually
Pops?
That sounded like Pops to me. I never talked to him before, but I don't. He knew Kyle way too. He knew him well.
He knew him intimately.
Now, maybe, David, I hadn't thought about what you just said. Maybe that's accurate. I don't know. But if I'm Kyle, I'm embarrassed either way right now.
Yeah, if that were my dad, when he's throwing out love talk and stuff like that, I'd be just, you know, beside myself.
That was tough.
It's a bad look. Wow. I mean, a lot of people heard that. It's going to be tough for you to walk outside after the show.
Tell lies about it. Yeah. So anyway, also, in Jim, he kind of disparaged your playing career, Joe. Did you tell him you had as many interceptions as Hugh Douglas?
Well, that's true. Mine were in high school. I did have one interception in high school. He did disparage that as if I wasn't a player, as if I don't understand defense.
I believe.
Exactly. So, you know, but yeah, so as far as a quiet offseason, you absolutely cannot do it because, you know, when you win the Super Bowl, you got to keep building on that and you just have to keep going. If you stand pat, you're going to lose all the momentum that you gained this year. And the best way to keep this momentum going is by re-signing the best 53 to ever wear Eagles uniform. And who would that be, Q?
That'd be Zach Bond.
Oh, see, he said it. He said it.
Yes, it is Zach Bond. Zach Bond has normal arms. And
he doesn't have T-Rex arms.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Does not have T-Rex arms.
I appreciate you playing my straight man here. Good job. yeah, so it's just, you got to keep him because you got to keep the continuity. And he was the glue that held that defense together. And you just have to keep running with that. You have to just keep building on that. Because, like, if I can use my analogy, the Phillies have now stood pat for 3 years. Every year at this time, I probably have purchased anywhere from 12 to 20 tickets, depending on how they look in the spring training. We didn't buy any this year because, though I like what they do with the pitching staff, you know, they're just running the same thing back again and again, and it hasn't worked in 3 years. So if the Eagles try that, it's going to be same result, you know. And it's just, you know, as a fan, it's just unsatisfactory.
Well,
you know?
I mean, if it's the same result, we're good. But if it's a backwards result, I mean, that's what we're trying to avoid here. David, it's a good phone call. You know what I sense a lot when we bring up the Phillies? We do our Clearwater check-ins. And we're going to do a lot more Phillies in the next few weeks leading to opening day. We're going to be down there in a couple weeks. Hugh, I just sense every time we get a call who chimes in on the Phillies or whatever, you know, we're bringing up with the Clearwater check-in, that people have lowered their expectations.
Lowered expectations.
I'm not sure if it's because they don't want to get hurt. When I heard the afternoon show yesterday, that's what it felt like.
That's great.
Well, that's what Jack felt like. He doesn't want to get hurt, so he's like, oh, yeah, it's a pause year or whatever, because he doesn't want to get hurt deep down. But I do feel like a lot of our callers have lowered their expectations for the Phillies, almost lowering the bar.
Well, it's,
I blame you for this.
Well, it's not my fault. They're taking a cue from the players and some of the things that were said when we started spring training. You know. We'll go out there and try to stay healthy and see what happens.
There's a lot of, like, we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, and that's kind of how the fans are because, you know, just like we're talking about today, big splashes and big moves. They didn't do anything like that. They ran it back. And they believe in the guys that they have. And to their credit, some of the guys have decided to do a little bit more, do things differently to try to have a different outcome. And I think that's where they are with it.
Well, and let's hope. I mean, let's hope that works. You said they believe in the guys they have. Do they? Or do they just couldn't find anyone to take them? I mean, there were stories they tried to trade Bohm and Taiwan and Castellanos.
I mean, you know what? The other day, Bohm hit a couple homers the other day. I remember hearing that on the station.
Yeah, I'm curious what kind of year Bohm has. Because
he has to have a bounce back year because that has to be wearing on you, Joe, knowing that.
They tried to trade you.
Yeah, and knowing that, you know, you were a guy that they looked at him and was like, nah, you know, you ain't that cat we thought you were.
Well, I remember they benched him in game 2 of the division series last year. That was, You know, we have sometimes we do our rock bottoms check in with the Sixers. That was rock bottom for Boehm. He got benched for Edmundo Sosa in a playoff game.
Yeah,
that was
great.
It was, but it was totally understandable in the moment there. We all understood he wasn't playing well. Dustin's in the Northeast. What's up, Dustin?
Joey G.
What up, Dustin?
Dustin!
How are you, fellas?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, before I get into my sports talking, Krusty Quinn behind the glass, he ain't going to like this. But we need to get Mr. Quinn on weekly. A little story time. Let us know.
Disagree.
No, Dustin, I think it's a wonderful idea. And that's a great nickname for Kyle.
Krusty back there? Oh, man, he's doing his thing, man.
Yeah,
he's a wild man.
He really has a lot of ammunition. For when Kyle yells at him.
This is worst case scenario.
Yeah, this is bad.
The sticky pages got me, dude. That was pretty good. Well, listen, let's get into sports real quick, because I know he ain't liking that back there. Listen, Hog,
yes.
We talked about this last week, and I am very, very high on doing what you got to do to get Mekhi Becton out of the free agencies. And there's a point that I didn't really bring up that no one's bringing up.
Mm-hmm.
How much more comfortable did our franchise quarterback look in that pocket last year, knowing that he had an offensive line that he didn't have to scramble around with, he didn't have to worry about them picking up blitzes? He felt comfortable back there, correct?
Yeah, you look comfortable.
Well, in the continuity, yeah, maybe he'll be even more comfortable next year if it's the same group. I could see that.
You got to keep him with it. And then to go back to what I couldn't get in yesterday, I would do the extension with Jalen because I want him to feel comfortable and be able to open up a little bit more space to be able to get a Mekhi Becton. But, dude, you got to get Myles Garrett. Like, Joe, you were making a comment yesterday about, well, in a couple years we can think about giving him an extension and go getting somebody off of free. You're not going to have a bona fide Hall of Famer that is available in 3 years. We don't know. Right now, you have an opportunity to get arguably one of the greatest defensive ends to ever play the game. You go out and you get him. Because like I said the other day, what it's going to do is you're going to be able to get a player on the caliber of Nolan Smith with the athletic ability that's going to be able to get one-on-ones all year long, because they're going to have to double either Jalen Carter or Myles Garrett every single play. Like, you have an opportunity here that is incredible. You are arguably, definitely the best team in the NFL. And you can make it where you can be even better next year. Like, we had a chance. They went out and signed a Saquon. And I know when he was in New York, he wasn't the caliber, quote-unquote, future Hall of Famer looking like he did with the Eagles. Mm-hmm. You went out, you put him on an organization that, let's go back to what Joe said about 30 minutes ago, that doesn't have a bunch of smacked asses running the organization. You got a quality organization, a quality owner, and a city that's going to show you love. Like Mekhi Becton, when he was crying on the field after the season, when we clinched, when we went into the playoffs and he was crying, and everybody's like, oh, well, that's just a little bit too emotional. He hasn't played for a team or an organization that had the opportunity to be playing important football games. Players want to do that. I don't think Myles Garrett, he's going to get paid, but I think if you gave him the opportunity of getting stupid paid with, let's say, the Chicago Bears, or he takes 10, 15, 20 million less and come to the Eagles and have an opportunity to get three, because I think we're going to win it next year, whether we
get
him or not.
I don't even think he'll entertain the idea of don't even think he'll let the Browns entertain the ideas of bad teams. And Dustin, we appreciate it. I mean,
no, he wants to go to a contender. He made that clear.
He's lived his whole football career in Cleveland. Like, he's not going to let himself get traded, or he's just going to say, I won't resign there, and then cut it off at the knees here. So,
yeah, he's not going
to
do that.
No, I think there's like 5 to 7 teams he probably would accept a deal to, or, you know, say I'll re-sign there, or I'll at least think about it.
Yeah, he's going to look at the landscape. He's going to look at his contribution and who he's playing with, and he's going to say, okay, I want to be here. I could see him wanting to be in Philadelphia, but all things have to line up for him, though.
Well, they do, and the Eagles have to, you know, give the Browns
break bread.
What they want.
They got to give them that, and then they have to break bread.
And that would be a splash. That would be a loud offseason. Yeah. Myles Garrett, you know, a player of that ilk. All right, back to your phone calls in a second. First, though, Kyle's going to tell you about how you can win a trip down to Florida to watch some college basketball.
Yes, sir. You can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience, March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend. Enter now with the keyword BRICK, at 94WIP.com for your chance to win.
All right, there you go. Let's go to Matt in West Philly. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, Matt?
Hello?
Matt.
Hey, what's up, Hugh?
What's going on, man?
Big
how you dog, doing?
Hugh, man. Big time, big fan, Hugh.
Hey, I appreciate you, brother.
He's all right.
All right, man. I was on hold for a while. My bad. I got to get my thoughts together.
Oh, that's all right.
Together,
that's all right.
I don't give a shit.
Kyle ain't trying to hear that, though.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You got it, Matt. You got it.
All right. So, man, we got to make some noise in this offseason on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
I really think we need to – we really got to get Miles, man. I came up with a nickname for him already, Miz, man. Everybody that's in Philadelphia, if your name is Miles, they give you the nickname Miz. So you heard it first from me. If we get Miles Garrett, his nickname is Miz.
Miz?
Mid or my Miz?
Miz?
Miz. M-I-Z-Z. Miz.
That's
okay.
What I thought he said.
Because he can't be Mid. If he's Mid Garrett, we're going to hate the trade. Yeah. Miz.
What is Miz?
Nah.
Miz. That's,
what is that?
That's Miles' nickname, yeah. Kyle. Didn't you hear it?
Yeah.
I just told you.
That's
not.
That's going to be my... or Mizzy. But anyway, man, we need that guy, man, because Washington is going to be our biggest threat. They got Deebo Samuel. That I really think that was their missing piece on their offense that they needed.
You're not
to get
the only one
up.
That thinks that way. I don't see it, but I mean, you're not the only one that thinks that way.
Well, our guy Shady, Shady was talking him up yesterday on TV.
Yeah, man, I'm scared. But he's their missing piece. So I think we need to make a heavy defensive move, and Miles Garrett is that move that we need to make. So Hugh, let me ask you a question.
What you got, bro?
As far as the defense, since you're a defensive guy, what do you – so far as the defense, like on the defense, what do you think is like the strongest part of the defense from the D-line, the linebackers, and then the defensive back?
You mean this team or just if I was building a team in general?
For our Eagles.
Oh, the defensive line.
Right.
I think the linebacker play was good, but the defensive line.
Right. I feel the same way. So – that athletic quarterback that they got over there in Washington, we're going to have to get after him. And I, like I said, Miles Garrett is that guy that we need to get after Jalen Daniels, man. I just think he's going to be our kryptonite next year, and we got to figure something out. That's my take on it. And I really think that we got to make that move and get Miz over here, man.
Miz.
All right, Matt, Miz would be an incredible fit here. Matt, appreciate the call. What do we think of Matt's his idea of Miz Garrett? Is that a
thing? Oh, my gosh, it's awful.
Creative. Not a fan.
You said it was creative.
it is creative. Not a fan of the name, though.
I just don't get it.
Well, he said anyone in Philadelphia named Miles is Miz. I don't know enough Miles.
I've never heard that.
We have a Miles who calls sometimes.
You know who
so
I think about?
Miz from
the Miz, and I wonder what his name is for real.
The wrestler.
The wrestler, the Miz. That's who I was thinking about.
Do you think his name might be?
I was wondering.
Did you know we didn't pick up on this earlier in the show, Kyle? But a caller brought it back up when he had Hugh say who the best 53 in Eagles history is. You realize this is just another day where Hugh greases the skids for Bond to leave. He can be the number one 53 in Eagles history.
I mean, I have an agenda.
Yeah, everyone sees through this.
I don't. You know, it's kind of hard to say because people. It's again, I find it amazing how people say, you know, $3 million is not a whole lot of money. Yes, it is, especially if you never had it. If you had an opportunity to get $3 million, you're gonna probably take that. You're gonna get as much money as you can. Now, I don't know. Yeah, right. I don't know how. How Zach Bond is feeling. That's a lot on his plate right now. And I feel like I said it last week, I think the whole Bill Burgi family thing, I think that weighs heavy on him. That's a lot, man. And I think that might be the deciding factor of him being here. But also, if it's between $3 million and, you know, $10 million, I mean, you got to take that 10. You got a baby. Just got a baby,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's why I put this on the Eagles, to pay the value that he's worth on the open market. Next week, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I'm annoyed at Zach Bond because he took more money to go to the Rams or wherever he goes. No, I mean, this Hugh, it's, if the Eagles want him, they have to win the bidding. That's how free agency works. I mean, I'm good with that. I mean, I get it, and I understand why people would want him to take a discount if it's close, but I don't expect that. That's typically ridiculous. How
that,
it goes.
That is not. If you're expecting that, then I would say to that person that's talking about a discount, take a discount at your job. Whatever you do for a living that makes you happy. Whatever you do for a living that makes you comfortable. If you've been doing it long enough and somebody come in and say, hey, we want you to take a pay cut because you love it here. Most people are not going
to
do that.
And that's why it's on the Eagles. If they want to keep him, they're going to have to pay him whatever the market value is. And that's probably going to be to a place they've never gone for a linebacker. They don't pay linebackers like this. But on this one, I think they should. 215-592-9494. You know what? I have a prediction here. By the end of this show, you're going to not just lose the popular vote with the callers. This poll is going the wrong way.
Really?
What is it?
52-48.
Oh, still it's plummeting. Plummeting.
That is not a plummet.
What do you mean? Well, of course it is.
That's a slow burn. That's more, if anything, that's a slow burn.
Well, if you think about it, you started better. And if your logic is true, the more they listen to you, the more they're voting.
I got one more hour. It might be 49-51, but that's still a win.
Actually, I have a few people that said they wish they could take their vote back after listening to me explain it more. Yeah, they heard it.
I don't believe you. You need more people.
And deep down, everyone knows what this is about. When you see 53 out there, you know in the future it'll be born.
A little jealousy in my heart. It's a jealousy
in my heart. Well, because we all know, when 53, like when I look out at the pregame show and I see the 53, I know why they're wearing that. That's an H. Douglas.
I'll tell you what, though, man.
It'll be a bond.
And I like the fact that he bought out this year. Made me proud.
But
do we believe that?
Yo, you should believe it. It's true.
No, he did play really great. He balled out, man. You're proud of him in that number.
Yeah.
But you're also okay with a quiet offseason and him walking away. I mean,
I'm not okay with it, but I understand. I understand the pressure that he's under. He has seen a side of football that a lot of guys don't get to see. A lot of guys don't get to see. I don't imagine him being a star at Wisconsin. I don't imagine him having that kind of accolades there. I might be wrong. But to come here and to get the kind of love, the fact that people are wearing your jersey, the adulation that you're getting, that's heavy. Now, if the money and the adulation meet somewhere real, real close, I think he'll be here. Well, but if they worlds apart,
then he won't. No, and that's the way it works. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Hugh is fine here with the Eagles having a quieter offseason. I'm not. I need them to either bring Bond back or replenish this thing if the bulk of their free agents leave so they can still compete to win a Super Bowl next year. Plus, we'll get to all your calls. And back to a team that's preparing to have a loud offseason. What they're saying nationally about the move the Commanders made this past week. And that's next. Your calls. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.